Mrs. Carrizal. At her mother's insistence, Blanche had spent the day of the open house in bed. Not that she acquiesced graciously, but Allifair was a confirmed believer in preventive resting. Allifair sat by her side and read to her or helped her with her schoolwork, and generally cajoled her into staying put. But by early afternoon Blanche was feeling well and rested and eager to get up and put on a pretty frock. Allifair could hear people talking and laughing in the backyard, and she looked out the window to see Shaw and Webb moving long wooden tables out of the storage shed. They were handing them off to an older man, a young boy, and a boy of about 12, who were setting up the tables under the vine-covered ramada in the center of the yard. Time to meet the neighbors. Blanche and Allifair dressed and primped and critiqued each other's outfits, then went out the back door to discover two lively black-haired young women hanging bunting on the veranda. One was standing on a step stool, and the other stood below her, handing up long strands of colored crepe paper. But both turned and flashed enormous smiles when they heard Allifair and Blanche emerge. "Hello! Hello! Welcome!" Both women rushed to greet them as though they were long-lost kin. "Oh, Ms. Tucker and sweet Blanche," the girl from the step stool exclaimed, "we have heard so much about you from our dear Elizabeth." "Everyone is just perishing to meet you," the crepe paper girl assured them. "It's so wonderful to hear that you're feeling better, sweetheart. I'm Juana Carrizal, and this is my sister Elena. We came early to help Elizabeth get ready for the open house." Elena clapped her hands, squashing bunting between them. "We just love Elizabeth. Our papa and our brothers Matt and Artie are helping Mr. Tucker and Webb set up the buffet tables in the backyard. And Mama is in the kitchen with Elizabeth. Mama is..."